Idaho Votes, www.idahovotes.gov. Idaho Voters Pamphlet for the Proposed Constitutional Amendment. Your quick guide to registration and absentee voting information, county election departments, political parties. Idaho General Election, November 4, 2014. Published by Ben Yasursa, Secretary of State, State of Idaho. Letter, State of Idaho, Office of the Secretary of State, Ben Yasursa. Dear Idahoan, this is your Idaho Voters Pamphlet, containing information concerning the constitutional amendment that will appear on the November 4, 2014 general election ballot. It contains the ballot question, the statement of meaning, purpose, and result to be accomplished, as well as statements for and against the proposed amendment. The statements for and against the constitutional amendment have been developed as prescribed by law by the Legislative Council. Important information is included regarding other information pertaining to the election process. Read carefully the information about the proposed constitutional amendment contained in this pamphlet. You, the electorate, have the final say on amending our state constitution and influencing the laws which regulate us all. Visit our internet site at www.idahovotes.gov for additional election information. Take advantage of this opportunity and vote on November 4, 2014. Sincerely, Ben Yasursa, Secretary of State. Proposed Constitutional Amendment. The legislature proposed an amendment to the Idaho Constitution to be submitted to voters on the November 4, 2014 general election ballot. H.J.R. 2. Shall Article 3 of the Constitution of the State of Idaho be amended by the addition of a new section 29 to confirm that the legislature may authorize executive rulemaking? However, the legislature shall not relinquish oversight, which such oversight is done by approval or rejection, in whole or in part, of an executive rule, and to provide that the legislator's approval or rejection of such a rule shall not require the approval of the governor. Proposed Amendment to the Constitution of the State of Idaho, Section 29, Article 3. Legislative Council's Statement of Meaning, Purpose, and Result to be Accomplished of Proposed Amendment. The legislator's ability to approve or reject executive rules is an important aspect of the separation of powers because these rules have the force and effect of law. Existing law allows Idaho state agencies to make rules that implement or interpret statutes passed by the legislature. The legislature currently oversees that rulemaking process by accepting or rejecting adopted rules. The proposed amendment confirms and protects the legislature's practice to authorize executive branch rulemaking and to accept or reject adopted rules. Statements for the proposed amendment. 1. Legislative review of executive rulemaking is necessary to ensure that Idahoans have a responsible state government. Executive rules are written by executive branch state agencies. These rules describe how laws passed by the legislature will be interpreted and implemented. These rules impact the lives of Idaho citizens as state agencies regulate businesses, licenses, benefits, and fees. The legislature's oversight of agency rules can limit agency overreaching into the rights and lives of Idahoans and its businesses. 2. Legislative review of the executive rulemaking is necessary to ensure the separation of powers between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of Idaho government. Executive branch agencies write and adopt rules. Legislative review of agency rules ensures agency restraint and adherence to the law. Placing the legislature's review authority in the Idaho Constitution protects that authority and the rights of Idaho citizens. Statements against the proposed amendment. 1. Legislative review of executive rulemaking may infringe on executive branch power by the legislature, by providing that the legislature shall not relinquish its executive rulemaking oversight. The proposed amendment potentially could impact the ability of the executive branch to direct and manage the affairs of the state. 2. The proposed amendment is unnecessary. Legislative review is currently authorized by statute and affirmed by the Idaho Supreme Court. As a result, legislative authority is adequately protected. Voter qualifications, registration, and voting. Party affiliation. Party affiliation is not required for the general election. An Idaho voter must be a citizen of the United States, at least 18 years of age on election day, a resident in the state and in the county for 30 days prior to election day, registered as required by law. Registration. Where and when to register? Applicants may register before the general election with the county clerk through October 10, 2014. This deadline shall also apply to any registrars the county clerk may have appointed. Any elector may register by mail. Any mail registration application must be received by the county clerk not later than 25 days preceding any election, provided that any mail registration application postmarked not later than 25 days prior to an election shall be deemed timely. Last day to pre-register for the November 4th general election is October 10th, 2014. An individual who is eligible to vote may register on election day by appearing in person at the polling place for the precinct in which the individual maintains residence, by completing a registration card, making an oath in the form prescribed by the Secretary of State, and providing proof of residence. All documents used in providing proof of residence shall be accompanied with a photo ID. Only the following documents showing the registrant's current address in the precinct are authorized: a valid Idaho driver's license issued through the Department of Transportation, a valid Idaho ID card issued through the Department of Transportation. Any document which contains a valid address in the precinct, together with a picture identification card. Students may also use a current valid student photo ID card from a post-secondary educational institution in Idaho, accompanied with a current student fee statement that contains the student's valid address in the precinct. Re-registration, when required. Re-registration is required if the voter has failed to vote at least once at a primary or general election during the 4 years following registration, and the county clerk has consequently canceled the registration, or if the voter moves or changes their name. Voting. A registered voter must either present a photo ID or sign a personal identification affidavit. Forms of photo identification shall be any one of the following: an Idaho driver's license or identification card issued by the Idaho Transportation Department, a U.S. passport or federal photo identification card issued by an agency of the United States government, a tribal photo identification card, a current student photo ID issued by a high school or post-secondary education institution located within the state of Idaho. If a voter is not able to show an acceptable ID, the voter will be given the opportunity to sign the personal identification affidavit. On the affidavit, the voter swears to his/her identity under penalty of perjury, a felony under 34-1114 Idaho Code. After signing the affidavit, the voter will be issued a ballot to be tabulated with all other ballots. Absentee voting. Any registered voter may make application in writing to the county clerk to receive an absentee ballot. Applications are available from the clerk's office or by sending a written request with the required information: parent, name of elector, residence address in Idaho, and mailing address to which ballot is to be forwarded in parent to the county clerk. Applications and written requests must be personally signed by the elector. Applications for absentee ballots may be made by using a facsimile or other electronic transmission. October 29, 2014 is the last day for mail-in absentee ballot applications to be received by the county clerk prior to general election until 5 o'clock p.m. The application must be signed personally by the applicant. Absentee ballots must be delivered to the office of the county clerk by 8 o'clock p.m. on election day in order to be counted. In-person or early absentee voting is available in the office of the county clerk or elections office until 5 o'clock p.m. on October 31, 2014. Accessible voting options. Idaho has several options for accessible voting. Contact your county clerk for information on all accessible voting options, including instructions on how to request an absentee ballot. Voting with the assistance of a person of the voter's choice. Electors may receive assistance with voting from any person of their choice. You may also ask for assistance from a poll worker. The ballot marking device. In compliance with the Help America Vote Act, federal grant funding has purchased a ballot marking device for each polling place in the state. The ballot marking device will assist voters who have difficulty reading or marking a ballot to vote privately and independently. The ballot marking device is intended to assist the visually impaired, voters with disabilities, and the elderly. Special circumstances. Curbside assistance is available to any voter who has difficulty getting into the polling place or cannot stand in line. Absentee voting by mail. In previous elections, many electors with special needs have requested an absentee ballot from their county clerk. You may vote absentee by submitting a completed and signed request for an absentee ballot. The request for an absentee ballot must be received in your county clerk's office by October 29, 2014. Upon verification of registration, a ballot will be mailed to you. For more election information, including how to find out if you are registered and where your polling place is, visit our website at www.idahovotes.gov. Political parties. Idaho Democratic Party, P.O. Box 445, Boise, Idaho 83701, phone 208-336-1815, www.idahodems.org. Larry Kenck, spelled K-E-N-C-K, Chairman. Constitution Party, P.O. Box 186, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho 83816, 208-983-4220. www.cpidaho.org. Floyd Whitley, spelled Whitley, Chairman. Idaho Republican Party, P.O. Box 2267, Boise, Idaho 83701, 208-343-6405, www.idgop.org. Steve Yates, spelled Yates, Chairman. Libertarian Party of Idaho, 1421 Dearborn Street, Caldwell, Idaho 83605, 208-459-1032, www.lpid.org. Rob Oates, spelled Oates, Chairman. County Election Offices, Ada, 400 North Benjamin Lane, Suite 100, Boise, Idaho 83704, 287-6860. Adams, P.O. Box 48, Council, Idaho 83612-0048, 253-4561. Bannock, P.O. Box 6094, Pocatello, Idaho 83205-6094, 236-7329. Bear Lake, P.O. Box 190, Paris, Idaho 83261-0190, 945-2212. Benoit, 701 West College Avenue, Suite 101, St. Mary's, Idaho 83861-1852, 245-3212. Bingham, 501 North Maple Street, number 205, Blackfoot, Idaho 83221-1776, 782-3164. Blaine, 206 First Avenue South, number 200, Haley, Idaho 83333-8429, 788-5510. Boise, P.O. Box 1300, Idaho City, Idaho 83631-1300, 392-4431. Bonner, 1500 Highway 2, Suite 337, Sandpoint, Idaho 83864-1794, 255-3631. Bonneville, 605 North Capitol Avenue, Idaho Falls, Idaho 83402-3582, 529-1363. Boundary, P.O. Box 419, Bonners Ferry, Idaho 83805-0419, 267-2242. Butte, P.O. Box 737, Arco, Idaho 83213-0737, 527-3021. Camas, P.O. Box 430, Fairfield, Idaho 83327-0430, 764-2242. Canyon, 1102 East Chicago, Caldwell, Idaho 83605-3522, 454-7563. Caribou, P.O. Box 775, Soda Springs, Idaho 83276 1-800-475-5475. 547-4324. Cassia, 1459 Overland Avenue, Room 105, Burley, Idaho, 83318-1862, 878-5240. Clark, P.O. Box 205, Dubois, Idaho, 83423-0205, 374-5304. Clearwater, P.O. Box 586, Orofino, Idaho, 83544-0586, 476-5615. Custer, P.O. Box 385, Chalice, Idaho, 83226-0385, 879-2360. Elmore, 150 South 4th East, Number 3, Mountain Home, Idaho, 83647-3000, 587-2131. Franklin, 39 West Oneida, Preston, Idaho, 83263-1232, 852-1090. Fremont, 151 West 1st North, Number 12, St. Anthony, Idaho, 83445-1548, 624-7332. Jim, 415 East Main, Room 202, Emmett, Idaho, 83617-3096, 365-4561. Gooding, P.O. Box 417, Gooding, Idaho, 83330-0417, 934-4841. Idaho, 320 West Main, Room 5, Grangeville, Idaho, 83530-1948, 983-2751. Jefferson, 210 Courthouse Way, Suite 100, Rigby, Idaho, 83442-5294, 745-7756. Jerome, 300 North Lincoln, Room 301, Jerome, Idaho, 83338-2344, 644-2714. Kootenay, P.O. Box 9000, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816-9000, 446-1030. Latah, P.O. Box 8068, Moscow, Idaho, 83843-0568, 883-2249. Lemhi, 206 Courthouse Drive, Salmon, Idaho, 83467-3900, 756-2815. Lewis, 510 Oak Street, Room 1, Nez Perce, Idaho, 83543-5065, 937-2661. Lincoln, 111 West B Street, Suite C, Shoshone, Idaho, 83352-5364, 886-7641. Madison, P.O. Box 389, Rexburg, Idaho, 83440-0389, 359-6219. Minidoka, P.O. Box 368, Rupert, Idaho, 83350-0368, 436-9511. Nez Perce, P.O. Box 896, Lewiston, Idaho, 83501-0896, 799-3020, Oneida, 10 Court Street, Malad, Idaho, 83252-1200, 766-4116. Owyhee, P.O. Box 128, Murphy, Idaho, 83650-0128, 495-2421. Payette, 1130 3rd Avenue North, Room 104, Payette, Idaho, 83661-2473, 642-6000. Power, 543 Bannock Avenue, American Falls, Idaho, 83211-1200, 226-7611. Shoshone, 700 Bank Street, number 120, Wallace, Idaho, 83873-2348, 752-1264. Teton, 150 Courthouse Drive, number 208, Driggs, Idaho, 83422-354-8780. Twin Falls, P.O. Box 126, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303-0126, 736-4004. Valley, P.O. Box 1350, Cascade, Idaho, 83611-1350, 382-7100. Washington, P.O. Box 670, Weezer, Idaho, 83672-0670, 414-2092. The Secretary of State and the Idaho Commission for Libraries have partnered to provide this voter information in a format accessible to the visually impaired. An audio version of this pamphlet is available from the Talking Books Service, TBS, for TBS users, or on the www.idahovotes.gov website. Narrated by Larry Weeks in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries.